Welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Wellness Center, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. I'm Lisa Prather. Good morning, Dr. Prather.
Good morning, Lisa.
Well, I'm excited what we're going to talk about today because it's one of my favorite treatments that we provide.
Oh, excellent. What is that?
You don't know what we're talking about today?
Well, with bated breath, I'm waiting to hear.
Okay, we're going to talk today about acupuncture.
Oh, I like acupuncture,
yes,
too.
Yes, our patients love it.
It just really has a point to it.
Oh, good one. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about acupuncture. We're going to have a patient sharing her experience with acupuncture here at the Prather Wellness Center. And I'd like to talk about mine when we get a chance.
Okay.
Because we get great results with acupuncture.
I really enjoy doing acupuncture.
You do?
Yeah. You know, the main thing is I love the first time that I work on somebody because afterwards they're just like, that's amazing. I had no idea.
Uh-huh. They feel something. They feel better after the first session.
Oh, yeah. Very, very consistently. Mm-hmm. You know, every once in a while you have patients who don't have that type of reaction, but the vast majority, 90, 95%, really feel a tremendous relief, an increase in energy. We have quite a few people who come in for the acupuncture and just said, you know, I've heard that people feel better having it done and wanted to give it a try just to see if that was actually true. And they had it done and they're like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, no wonder people swear by it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and you
it's just so nice to ask, you know, how are you doing?
Sure.
I mean, I had that yesterday, you know, with acupuncture patients. How are you doing? I'm doing great. It's amazing.
Yeah.
That's what I keep hearing.
You keep hearing amazing.
Yeah.
And you know, it's very interesting how you can stick needles in somebody and then they fall asleep.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, almost everybody falls asleep. That's one of the, and, you know, the relaxation component to it is just, you know, incredible.
And we're going to be talking about alternatives to the needle if some
Absolutely.
People have trouble with the needle.
I have several patients who do not even ever want me to show them a needle. They will pass out just like that.
Well, a lot of times you don't even feel it.
Well, you don't. Mm-hmm. You really don't. Matter of fact, I had a patient who was laying down and she says, "No, I'm deathly afraid of needles." And we're talking and I'm sitting there putting needles in her and we're going on and on. And she's laying face down and she says, "Okay, tell me when you start."
You had already put it.
I had already done it.
That was sneaky.
She thought it was fun. Well, I wasn't trying to be sneaky. It just went that way. And
that
she says,
sneaky.
"Oh, you're kidding. I thought you were just checking the points." She said, "I didn't even feel it."
And you had put her needles in.
She said, "As long as I'm laying face down, you can do that as many times as you want to. As long as I don't see it, I'm good."
Well, good. Well, let's give the listeners a little overview of acupuncture. I know it's been around a long time.
Yes.
What is acupuncture exactly?
Well, acupuncture is a very old system of healthcare. It has probably, if you actually look at that in comparison to how many people have been treated with acupuncture over the years, because acupuncture has really been around for 5,000 to 7,000 years.
Wow.
The oldest record of acupuncture, and this is really interesting, was the Otzi man. They found him over in the Alps in Italy, the Otzi Valley. He was 5,400 years old, had gotten shot by somebody in the back, died, got buried by sort of some ice, got preserved until, what was it, 1997, he was found.
Wow.
Matter of fact, they had a whole thing on National Geographic, and one of the things that they found was that he had copper acupuncture needles with him, he had tattoos on where he was to place those, and he had actually placed those the night before. Matter of fact, one thing that they were looking at is as he had been crossing the Alps, they didn't know how he did it because he had a very bad injury to his right hip. And what he was doing was he was treating that right hip with the acupuncture so he could walk during the day. So he would put the needles in for about 15 minutes, take them out, go to sleep, wake up the next day, and he could move around great. So acupuncture was in Europe 5,400 years ago. It just wasn't just in, you know, a Chinese type of thing, but it had spread to China. And it has been around for 5,000 to 7,000 years, and probably more people have been treated with acupuncture than any other treatment in the world.
Oh, that's interesting to
think
about.
Isn't that interesting?
You know, because here in America...
Yeah, we think it's brand new, you know, that it's something that,
something,
you know,
new.
Has this been proven? And it's been around forever. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we see the results in here. And if you haven't tried it before, it's absolutely amazing the results you can get.
Mm-hmm. So how does acupuncture work?
Well, there are a lot of different types of theories, and there's a lot of different types of conjecture. And as you talk to different people, you actually get different opinions according to who you talk to.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I have found that's very true is that there is something called the electromagnetic charge through the body. Now, the Chinese used to call that qi, or qi, uh-huh. however you want to say that, that traveled. There was, in every ancient culture, there was a word for that particular energy that traversed the body.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not well understood, and as you would talk to Westerners up until recently, scientists, they would go, oh, yeah, whatever, you know, superstition.
Mm-hmm.
But then as we were doing different types of research, the thing that really kicked off a lot of research about it was when we went up into outer space. The first astronaut, cosmonaut Yuri, mm-hmm. went up there and was supposed to be up there for 4 weeks. And at 2 weeks, they had to break him down because he was almost dead. And they couldn't figure out what the problem was. So they did a lot of experimentation, they did a lot of work, and they found out that the Earth actually puts off an electromagnetic field that actually nourishes the body. If you are away from that electromagnetic field for more than 2 weeks, you're dead.
Mm.
And as you get away from it, you actually start to decrease in your health and energy and well-being. That's something that can actually be measured on a person. That's something that can be actually imaged and has had a lot of experimentation.
The electromagnetic field.
The electromagnetic field. Matter of fact, what they do is when you go up into space now, they actually create an artificial electromagnetic field from the spacesuits and from the space capsules. So they do that to allow us to stay up in space longer.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I get a pad from the company that in Germany that actually makes it both for the Russians, Europeans, and the Americans.
Oh, the QRS.
The QRS, quantum mm-hmm. resonance system. But what acupuncture does is there are certain points in the body. Now, it takes a tremendous amount of training to know how to actually do acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not something that somebody can just come in there, do a few, learn a little bit, and start to do it.
Right, you're licensed.
You're licensed. You need a lot of training.
Mm-hmm.
There's an awful lot involved in actually knowing exactly how to do acupuncture. Because if you do it wrong, you know, you're not going to get any results.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very dependent upon the skill of the professional who's actually doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But what the acupuncture does is we are, the way that I compare it is electromagnetic waves are very much like radio waves. You know, as everybody's listening to the radio right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have to dial in to get this frequency. If you're off a little bit, you get kind of some static, and if you're off quite a bit, you don't get any reception at all. We are like radios.
Mm-hmm.
We receive electromagnetic energy from the Earth. We process it, flows through the meridians of the body, and actually nourishes the cells and provides a tremendous amount of our health, the regulation of our endocrine system, our nervous system. There's a tremendous amount of influence on how the body works. And what those little needles do is they dial in, just like a dial does, on the radio waves to bring that into focus so that we get better channels. And as we do that, you can actually get a tremendous amount of changes. As a matter of fact, what they do with acupuncture needles for surgery, that's actually how, mm-hmm. you know, that became such a popular, because you can place needles in and then cut somebody open and they don't feel any pain.
Mm.
And the reason is because the energy is being transferred and shifted by how you place them. If you place those accurately, then you can have a tremendous amount of pain relief.
Sounds like roadways.
They are mm-hmm. excellent mm-hmm. Illustration. Because the meridians of the body are very, very specific as they run through. They vary a little bit from person to person
mm-hmm.
On how they run. And you have to be trained on how to recognize those, how to place those in the right spot, and to get the kind of changes that you need. And the better the acupuncturist, the better the results.
Now use the word meridian. And I know that word's thrown around, but you know, what is meridians? What are meridians? What's meridian therapy?
Very, very good point. Meridians are the channels that the electromagnetic actually flows through.
Okay.
And there are 12 main meridians of the body. There are 8 extra meridians. There are 12 divergent meridians and 15 mm-hmm. collaterals. And all those, you have to have a very good understanding of how they all interconnect to make the changes that you need to make. And
some are highways, some are expressways.
Oh, very good. Good way to put it. And some of them are kind
that.
Of back roads, too. So as you can kind of get to go that, then you can rearrange the energy of the body and make some really, really nice changes.
How would you like a free 60-minute massage at a relaxing spa at the Prather Wellness Center? Each month, we have a random drawing and give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook fans. Just hit the like button on your Facebook page, which you can find at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of Meridian Health and Wellness.
One of the most basic fundamentals that that I base my practice off of is something called the Atlas Orthogonal technique.
It's the type of adjustment.
It's a specific type of an adjustment, and orthogonal means at right angles. In other words, the head is sitting on top of your body.
Mm-hmm. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing. Because about 80% of the people don't have that. Mm-hmm. And it has probably one of the greatest effects on the entire system.
You're saying 80% of people don't have the right...
The atlas sitting on underneath the skull.
Now, the atlas properly. We're talking about is the first vertebrae.
First vertebrae under the occiput. So a basic type of thing, and what I found is that probably has the biggest effect on the health of an individual over anything else. Mm-hmm. So you can actually make the greatest amount of changes with the atlas, getting it in the right position, because it's right there at the base of the skull, which is the center of the autonomic nervous system.
The base of the skull.
Which actually controls all the functions of the body. So the atlas orthogonal is one of the big bases of what we do and has the biggest effect on the health of the individual. And really, to make any types of changes in the rest of the system to help the body to work correctly, that's the beginning of where you need to start. And mm-hmm. when I'm actually working with patients, I make sure that that's in position. Now, of course, 20% of the people don't have a problem with that.
Uh-huh.
So we go on to
So not everybody that walks in the office has that issue.
And not everybody who walks into the office has that issue. But getting that corrected is absolutely essential for me to make the other postural changes and to make the changes in the system.
And I want to bring up here, you're board certified in the Atlas Orthogonal Technique, the only one in the state of Indiana. Got your training down in Atlanta.
Right.
So extensive training.
I was one of the original 6 mm-hmm. in that. So that's a huge basis. So there's a very strong belief system in that. And then also, I had my greatest amount of changes in my health through this particular type mm-hmm. of adjustment. So I can speak from a personal type of standpoint.
Find out how the Atlas Orthogonal Chiropractic Adjustment can transform your health by scheduling an appointment at Meridian Health and Wellness, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.
Welcome back to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Wellness Center, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our focus today is on acupuncture, and I said that when we opened up that it's one of my favorite treatments that we provide. I know for me, it was a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. I played tennis 2 days in a row, which is a lot for me. And came home with a swollen foot.
That was a very swollen. That metatarsal was swollen up about three times bigger than it should have been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the base of my toes, and mm-hmm. I could hardly walk on it. And you did an acupuncture session that day, and I felt immediate relief. Mm-hmm. The next day you did a second acupuncture session. All my swelling was gone. All my pain was gone. Because I had to get back on the tennis court. You know?
Absolutely. You needed to get back on the tennis court.
Uh-huh. That was just amazing. And I know you use acupuncture a lot for inflammation.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had patients who've had both cortisone shots and acupuncture. And you can have too many cortisone shots. In other words, it can actually cause some health problems. There are only so many you can have in a certain amount of time. And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And I've had many, many patients said that the acupuncture worked better than their cortisone shots mm-hmm. for the pain relief. And not only that, but it was they could do it as often as they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very, very nice type of thing. And we use the acupuncture a tremendous amount for any type of inflammatory or painful condition. Very, very excellent relief.
Well, in a way, is this how pain works? When one of those roadways are blocked,
mm-hmm.
then you have pain, correct?
Correct.
And acupuncture kind of opens that up.
Opens it up, redirects it. Absolutely. And we get amazing inflammatory relief.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, that's one of the things that we see on a regular basis. And we get quite a few referrals for pain relief from the acupuncture with excellent results.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about infertility, too.
Oh, yes.
Big one. So what if someone's thinking acupuncture, you know, and they're afraid of needles?
Well, the nice thing is that we have, well, first off, the needles are as thin as a hair. When people think about needles, they think about a hypodermic needle. And you can put at least 5, maybe 10 of those needles in one hypodermic needle.
Mm-hmm.
So they're very, very thin. Also, they're rounded on the end. They're not sharp. So, you know, that you get very seldom do you get any bleeding. It's more of a toxic release if there is. But that will actually go in and kind of go between the skin cells. So there's very little problems. A lot of people compare it to a mosquito bite.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is if you are just not going to do needles,
mm-hmm.
we have lots of different alternatives. There's laser, there's electrical, we have an acupowder. For quite a long time, chiropractors actually couldn't do acupuncture in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Chiropractors were actually the first ones to do acupuncture in Indiana. Then there was a law that only MDs could. So they actually didn't, when I was first out of school, they didn't allow acupuncture. So what we did was completely non-needle acupuncture, meridian mm-hmm. therapy.
Meridian therapy,
so
yeah.
We did powder points, we did laser, we did electrical, and we got excellent, excellent results on that. So if you are just not going to do needle, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of ways of actually approaching a problem like that.
Right.
So there are a lot of alternatives.
So you were talking too about your training. What are the qualifications to do acupuncture here in Indiana?
Well, in Indiana, of course, as a MD or as a chiropractor, you can actually go on ahead and take a certain number of hours mm-hmm. to get your acupuncture certificate, you know.
Yeah, license.
Well, it's actually for an MD, they don't need an extra license, but
with
chiropractic, we have 350 hours that we need to take postgraduate
mm-hmm.
to actually be able to get our acupuncture license. Then you can also go through a Oriental Medicine college and also get an acupuncture license there.
Okay.
So we have both MD acupuncturists, we have chiropractic acupuncturists, and then we also have oriental medical doctors who are also acupuncturists.
Okay.
So there's a licensing for each one of those and different requirements for each one. But we all have to wind up to actually taking the same national test to actually be able to practice.
Great. Now, is there different acupuncture type teaching?
Oh, there are so many different mm-hmm. types of acupuncture teachings. There are three basic schools of acupuncture. There is what they consider medical acupuncture, where they basically do it for pain and inflammation. Mm-hmm. And their emphasis is definitely along those lines without really a thought about the internal effects of acupuncture too. Mm-hmm. So they're looking at it strictly more, and their philosophy is definitely more of blocking nerves. So they are not really into the electromagnetic aspect of it, but their philosophy is much more on nerve blocking and with the acupuncture needles, usually with electrical stim, and trying to stop the pain cycle. Then you also have the Oriental medical doctors, and theirs is a little bit more different emphasis. There were two basic schools in China on acupuncture. There was the nobility and the peasant form. Mm-hmm. When the communists actually came into China, they, if you were an educated person, you either got killed or you got out. Mm-hmm. So the only doctors of acupuncture that were left in China were the peasant form. Not, well, according to my teachers, because I was involved in the other group, mm-hmm. was that it was basically more the superstitious instead of the scientific based.
Okay.
So there was much more of a feeling of qi energy, not quite as much scientific research on it. And then I actually am based on more of the nobility, the ones that were more educated Chinese. The first teacher that I had was Stephen Chang, mm-hmm. and his family had actually been the acupuncturists and physicians to the emperors for 2,000 years. So he had left, gone to Taiwan, had actually came to America, lives here, and that was my first teacher on acupuncture. Mm. So that's more of the tradition that I'm from. Of course, I feel that it's the best one, but you know, whoever you talk to is going to feel that theirs is the best. But there are three basic schools of acupuncture, but within that there are hundreds of different thoughts and processes on actually looking on their pattern of acupuncture, mm-hmm. Each with varying different types of levels of, you know, of what's actually accomplished. Of course, I like my school the best, but everybody does.
Mm-hmm. Well, how long have you been doing acupuncture?
Well, I actually started being trained in how to do that in chiropractic school. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I did was I took some acupuncture courses then, and then I took martial arts, Tai Chi. We had to learn all the acupuncture points from that. So I was very involved in that. When I got out, we could not do the acupuncture at that time, so I did non-needle. So I would probably say I started with acupuncture in 1980, when I first started being trained in that. Mm-hmm. My first acupuncture treatment was actually in 1968, even before it was really introduced in 1971.
That you had?
That I had. So my parents were very involved in alternative health care. Mm-hmm. My grandfather was a chiropractor, and they took me to a chiropractor who was actually doing acupuncture before anybody even knew what it was, which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, the term acupuncture was actually invented by B.J. Palmer.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, tell people who B.J. Palmer is.
B.J. Palmer was the one who was involved. His dad, D.D. Palmer, was the one who originated chiropractic. Mm-hmm. And then B.J. Palmer was the one who actually brought it to the public and really started the chiropractic school and was able to get that into the public awareness. Mm-hmm. And he visited China, and he had seen them doing acupuncture. And he was the first one to actually call it acupuncture.
Hmm.
So there's a very strong relationship between chiropractic and acupuncture, very similar philosophies, and that the two really meld quite well together.
Very interesting. I didn't know that. So it's been around for over 5,000 years.
Right.
But it wasn't called acupuncture till recently.
Well, the Chinese still don't call it acupuncture.
Ah, what do they call it?
It's a Chinese term.
Oh.
I don't think you really want me to, yeah, to give that a try. But acupuncture is definitely an English term, mm-hmm. but it was actually originated by B.J. Palmer, so I thought that was very interesting.
Now, is acupuncture safe? Can it ever be harmful?
Well, one of the nice things about the needles that we have, when I had my acupuncture done, those suckers were big.
Oh.
And I could see if you did it wrong with that, that would be a problem. But the acupuncture needles are so thin and so small right now that it would be very, very difficult. I mean, you would really have to work at it to hurt somebody with it.
Mm-hmm.
So the acupuncture is extremely safe. Very few problems associated with it. You hardly hear any type of injuries that come from it. And I've never had anyone hurt with it yet. Mm-hmm. And we've had some people who actually swelled up a little bit at the point, a little bit of arnica on it, took care of it, but that's few and far between.
Okay.
You can listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet computer. Just download the free TuneIn Radio app to listen to all of your favorite radio stations and radio shows. Mark the Voice of Health as one of your favorite so that you can listen to us live or to our recent episodes right on your smartphone or tablet. Connect to the TuneIn Radio app through our website on thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
Come to the doctor.
She goes, did you know you're allergic to wheat?
I did not know that.
She said, do you eat a lot of gluten?
I don't know what gluten is, but yes, I would say yes. I think I'm mostly gluten, to be honest with you. I don't know. And she gave me a book of things that have gluten in it. You know what has gluten in it? Every day! I said, check again. Maybe it's just cancer. I didn't take it well. Have you tried gluten-free stuff? It needs gluten.
Welcome back to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Wellness Center, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. Today our topic is acupuncture, and I just learned something that last segment, that acupuncture, that name is, it's been around for over 5,000 years, but the name hasn't been.
Yeah, BJ actually wrote it in one of his books.
Interesting.
So that was the first instance of, so it's pretty well proven that he was the one to actually name it as acupuncture.
Okay. Well, I was talking about acupuncture being one of my favorite treatments here at Prather Wellness Center. And we have Mandy here today. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
Thank you for being with us.
You're welcome.
You are a patient at Prather Wellness Center.
Yes.
And you received the acupuncture treatments, correct?
Correct.
What were you being seen for?
Sinus issues.
Okay. Oh, she sounded terrible.
I felt terrible.
Was it a sinus infection, or did you have a headache, like a sinus?
Some sinus pressure, headache, just overall not feeling very well. I think it was like a cold.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and then we got you back in. I sat there and I said, ooh, let's go on ahead and hit that. We hit some points on that. Was it tender at all?
Not really.
Yeah, it's interesting. And when did you actually start to feel some results?
Almost immediately.
As soon as I put the needles in.
Really, yeah. Like the pressure, the headache went away immediately.
Isn't that fun?
It is fun.
Did you expect that?
I didn't.
Isn't it wild?
Acupuncture can be fun.
Is it wild that you can put some needles in and start to feel some changes like that?
It really is. It's not something that I had experienced before.
Yeah, you've never had acupuncture before.
No.
Now, did you have any type of a preconception on what would happen, or?
The thought of needles was kind of scary at first. I really didn't know what to expect, so I thought it might hurt. I don't know. It was just interesting.
Now, how many sessions did you have before you got relief?
Just the first one.
Wow. Did you have any more sessions after that?
I did. I had another one.
Uh-huh. So just two sessions took care of it.
Yeah, and I sound a lot better.
She really needs another one, so I'll have to get her again. But
And Dr. Prather, how does acupuncture work? How did it work for Mandy with the sinus infection?
Well, there's a couple of things that, of course, we haven't completely proven this.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel very confident that electromagnetic changes actually makes physiological changes. There are very, very definite evidence that there is a tremendous release of anti-inflammatory types of chemicals that are produced. And what she first, why it works so quickly is the inflammation in the sinuses went down immediately. Mm. Matter of fact, I could actually go up there and palpate them. Matter of fact, she was actually swollen over the sinuses. And I could actually see the swelling going down. And I see that quite often. Matter of fact, I can see like a sprained elbow, sprained ankle, put some needles in, and I had two parents come in with mm-hmm. a daughter who had just gotten an injury for her ankle in a soccer game. I said, come on over here, watch this. I put the needles in, and within about 5 minutes, the swelling had reduced by over half. And they were just, you know, they said, wow, we could actually see it going down. Mm-hmm. So as we put that in, the swelling went down immediately, but it also increases the white blood cells so that she was actually able to get over the infection. The immune system actually boosts. Mm. You know, you see that the nervous system changes. So a lot of the controlling mechanisms of what's going on in her body, the whole physiology starts to change.
Interesting.
So, yeah, it's a very fascinating mm-hmm. process.
Now, Mandy, you know, there might be some listeners out there that, you know, aren't sure about acupuncture or might be afraid of needles. What would you suggest to them?
I would recommend that they just have to try it.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to get over their fear unless they know what it's about, and it's not painful. So mm-hmm. I was amazed. Mm-hmm. I'm a believer.
Good. Well, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
And sharing your story.
Thank you.
Well, Dr. Prather, you know, we talked about Mandy's with sinus headache, sinus infection. What other conditions can be helped with acupuncture?
Well, the World Health Organization has actually done some definite research. Also, the National Institute of Health has done quite a bit of research on acupuncture with quite a bit of very strong evidence on what it works for and what it doesn't. If we take the digestive area, abdominal pain. I have a lot of people with severe abdominal pain. We can put the needles in. Oftentimes there's immediate results. Constipation or diarrhea. Mm-hmm. We can get some changes along those lines. The reflux has some very, very good results on that. Emotionally, I have a lot of people coming in for anxiety or depression. Mm. Insomnia. I've had patients who were, who even after the first treatment that night, they actually were able to sleep. One gal said, I haven't slept in a couple of days, you know. Put the needles in, she fell asleep on the table, and she said, wow. You know, I didn't think I could actually do that.
Well, I have a story today of a patient. This was his first or second session, mm-hmm. and he has some hip flexor pain.
Oh, yes.
You know who I'm talking about.
Right.
And he said for the first time in months, he slept great. Mm-hmm. He hasn't been sleeping because mm-hmm. the pain. And he said, actually, it was after one session. And he wanted us to make sure we told that story on the radio. Neat. Yeah.
Well, I mean, even like I have a patient who comes in, came in just to try acupuncture, was actually in law school. And a lot of stress, a lot of things involved with that. And he just keeps on coming in because he says, I do so much better in school.
Mm.
You know, I'm able to concentrate better. I'm able to relax. It just makes such a difference. There was a gal, whenever she was going through the whole CPA program mm-hmm. to get certified. And every time she takes tests, she comes in for acupuncture.
Before the test, or
yeah,
after?
She says it's better than Valium, you know, just to, you know, kind of keep everything nice and calm, and I can think great. So, you know,
so
those
what
are
you
great.
Working on there? Anxiety, or is it just different for each
there
person?
There are definite different points. Mm-hmm. The interesting thing about the acupuncture points. There's 2,000 acupuncture points.
Wow.
And every single one of them has different types of effects on the body. So understanding how to connect those, what the combinations do, what each acupuncture point actually works on, is a very important aspect of it. So having a good understanding of those. Because, you know, as we took a national test, we had to answer a specific point, you know, what does that point affect?
Mm-hmm.
When I was being trained in acupuncture, you know, my teachers would sit there and say, okay, you know, they'd point to a spot, say, okay, what is that acupuncture point and what does it affect?
Mm-hmm.
So those were all important things that I had to be aware of, and how they interrelate, and that type of thing can be extremely important. Infertility is a very common type of thing with a lot of research on.
We have a lot of people coming in for
very
that.
High success rate
mm-hmm.
for that.
Mm-hmm.
But there are very definite points that affect fertility
mm-hmm.
that are very important to know. It's just not that you're going into an acupuncturist, he's randomly putting some needles in. You have to know where those points are, how they're affected, be able to evaluate them, see which ones are off, and how you can actually make an effect on the body to actually increase the fertility rate.
Have you had success with
getting
infertility?
Women pregnant?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the best way to put it.
Right.
No, very definitely. We have a very high success rate with women with infertility. It's something that we've seen very, you know, I.
You're starting to grin. You're making
get a,
me nervous.
Yeah, get a, you know, just a little clipboard of all the different babies that are coming mm-hmm. about that. And we have several proud moms who are also coming in for after the birth.
Mm-hmm.
Just to help to relax, because it helped them so much, one, to get pregnant. During the pregnancy, you know, help to control the pain, nausea, all those types of things. And then afterwards, it's a very trying type of time, and find that the acupuncture is very helpful at that time. But a very, very good success rate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably saying it's almost 80%.
Wow.
Which is really, really
mm-hmm.
good.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very proud of that, and glad to help women in that struggle.
What other conditions do you see and have been helped with acupuncture?
Well, of course, the sinusitis, tinnitus. We've had some very severe cases of that came in and had some excellent results. Toothache is excellent. PMS, menopausal symptoms. I have many women who are coming in saying, you know, I've heard that it's excellent for hot flashes. Did some acupuncture, and they said, wow, I'm sold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because of the changes that occur with that. Headaches, migraines, acupuncture is an excellent adjunctive to that. Parkinson's disease. I have patients who are coming in with Parkinson's.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And actually getting some very excellent results.
You can see their gait gets better.
Sure. There are certain points that we do that are specifically have been shown to be very effective for Parkinson's. I know the National Institute of Health is doing some research on that right now with some very excellent results. I've gotten the points from their research that they've done, started to implement them, and I have definitely found that that's been extremely helpful.
Mm-hmm.
A stroke. Post-stroke, we can get some very good results on that.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer patients, a very interesting study that they did on people who were going through chemo radiation, that they had 80% fewer complaints if they were doing acupuncture.
Mm.
So
when they were going through the
when they were
cancer
going
treatment.
Through it. Also afterwards, you know, there are problems with the nervous system afterwards. You can get some all sorts of nerve pains, all sorts of different problems along those lines. So actually getting some acupuncture on that can really relieve a lot of that. Also
okay.
a lot of the fatigue well, associated with acupuncture.
Come back. I'm sure we have listeners saying, well, how much does it cost? We'll go talk about that when we get back.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of Meridian Health and Wellness.
Well, the three tests, Dr. Prather, that you suggest everyone have every year, you know, to give a complete picture of health is the Prather Profile Blood Analysis, the GI Effects Stool Kit, and the hair analysis. And what does the hair analysis reveal about a person's health?
Well, one of the most important things that we're looking on a hair analysis is the possibility of heavy metal toxicity. That can cause a huge variety of diseases and symptoms that can actually occur. Any type of autoimmune disease could begin with a heavy metal toxicity, or any type of neurological conditions, MS, ALS. A lot of those types of diseases can be kicked off by heavy metal toxicity. Including a whole host of symptoms that would be hard to explain any other way. The other things that show up with the hair analysis is the balance of the minerals. It can play a huge effect on the entire system. When plants actually grow, they can actually make the fatty acids, the vitamins, the amino acids, but the minerals have to come from the ground. So if the minerals aren't there, they can't make them. So the most common deficiencies that can occur in nutritional health of an individual is mineral deficiencies or mineral imbalances. And the hair analysis is the best way to actually show up those changes that can occur.
Well, how does the hair analysis help find the root cause of health issues? And no pun intended there.
When you're actually trying to discover what's going on in an individual, so many things can actually result with a mineral imbalance or a heavy metal toxicity that it really behooves us to actually do that particular test. And that's one reason that I recommend it be done at least once a year. And if there's any type of important type of disease process going on or unexplained symptoms, checking on the hair analysis really can show a tremendous amount and reveal the underlying problem.
Well, schedule your hair analysis by scheduling an appointment at Meridian Health and Wellness, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.
Welcome back to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. I'm Lisa Prather. We're talking today about acupuncture. And Dr., and we've been talking about the different conditions that are helpful for acupuncture and the results. And people are probably asking, you know, the cost for acupuncture. Mm. And I know that ranges, but we can start with the cost here at Prather Wellness Center.
Sure. Well, the average range of what I found on people for charging acupuncture is between $50 and $120. Mm. Here at Prather Wellness Center, we charge $60 is our rate on that. Mm-hmm. If we're attaching it to an electrical current that goes up or a certain type of evaluation, mm-hmm. it can be up to $80.
Okay.
But $60 is the normal charge along those lines, mm-hmm. Which is, you know, good for people to know. Also, the number of treatments is very important, too.
Right.
Treatment range could be between 6 and 16 mm-hmm. is an average, but on average, I would say 12 treatments.
Okay.
So about $60 is a normal price, and about 12 treatments is usually what is recommended for different conditions.
What about frequency? You know, how often?
We usually like to do that about twice a week. Can be more. If someone's in pain, we try to hit it pretty often. Mm-hmm. But usually on the majority of cases, it's about twice a week for about 6 weeks.
Okay. Well, the stories you're talking about and what I've seen, you know, the results, people are probably asking, are the results permanent?
It depends. It depends on if it's a chronic condition or an acute condition. Acute conditions, usually they are. In other words, if this is something that is an infrequent thing that you've just had, just started, usually the results are permanent. If it's a chronic condition, then it could need some further follow-up on that. So, you know, actually rechecking it in a month, a couple of months, to see if you need another treatment, just because if it's recurrent, it's kind of stuck in the body.
Okay.
You might need to hit it a few times to really get it kind of released.
Mm-hmm.
So the majority of times, if it's, you know, something new, it's one time. If it's something, if you've had it for 30 years, then yeah, you'll probably need more than a couple of treatments.
Really?
Now, one of the nice things about that we haven't talked about is addiction control.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
That has had a tremendous amount of research and is actually finding a lot of proponents on that.
Are we talking about addiction, drugs, eating, all addiction?
All addictions. Cigarette smoking, we have a lot of people coming in for that. But acupuncture, specifically working on also some ear points along with that, along with the needle points on the body, actually can have some very, very significant improvement on really almost any addiction.
Mm. Yeah. Now, let's talk about when you say ear points, what do you mean?
Well, there are several thousand points on the body, and then there's a couple hundred on the ears. Mm-hmm. And I've got a great big huge ear that I can show people where all those points are. Oftentimes, we do electrical on those, but you can also do a little bit of needle on that. But those points are very powerful, especially with any type of brain activity. Mm-hmm. So we can really get into that, and at a different level by working on the ear points, you can make some very strong changes, and that can have a huge effect, especially for addictions, depressions, any type of psychosomatic type of conditions. We usually go to the ears.
Now, you said also, you know, acupuncture helps with anxiety.
Oh, absolutely.
Stress.
Matter of fact, people just feel immediately just a huge release on the amount of stress that they're actually suffering.
Well, I know a couple of days ago I don't get very often, but had a tension headache and a lot going on, a lot of stress, and I felt like at that time I have an electrical system and it's just going down, you know, in my body.
Sure.
And you did the acupuncture that helped tremendously. Mm-hmm. Helped tremendously.
Yeah, I mean, you were completely different as soon as I did that.
Right, right.
Very, right. Very helpful.
Mm-hmm. Now, are results psychological? You know, we talked about, are they permanent? Are they psychological?
Well, that was one of the things that I've had, especially men come in and say, you know, I really don't believe in this, so I know it's not going to work.
Or their wife sending
But my wife sent me in.
Yeah.
And I said, it doesn't matter. And he says, oh, yeah, it's all psychological.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you think it's going to help you, then it's going to help you, you know, but I don't think it's going to help me. And I said, well, you know, would you say that you could stick a needle in a horse and that you could have a psychological reaction? He said, ah, no. Dogs, cats, babies. I said, no. I said, well, veterinary acupuncture is huge with amazing results.
Mm-hmm.
And they have no, you know, they don't care.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And matter of fact, I've had quite a few vets come in for acupuncture because they said, you know, I was taking care of this horse or this dog, and I saw someone do an acupuncture, and the results were absolutely incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they said, I never really believed it, that it was all psychological, but, you know, you're not going to tell a dog to, you know, look in my eyes and you're going to feel better. You know, they'll just bark at you. So
some dogs, maybe.
Who knows? But yeah, so there are definitely, you know, physical results coming on. And after I did the acupuncture, it was just like, wow, that really worked. You know, I thought I'd have to believe in it. We don't care if you believe in it. We don't care if there's any type of psychological types of things. Matter of fact, you don't even need to know that we're doing it. And you still get the same results, mm-hmm. you know, that we prove on person after person. So
now we talked about cost. Does insurance cover acupuncture?
It depends on your insurance plan. And one of the things that you can do is we can actually check on that,
mm-hmm.
whether your insurance plan actually does cover it. Quite a few do, quite a few don't. It all depends on how that's written up.
Yeah, a patient was telling me her employer, you know, insurance, every year they evaluate acupuncture. Are they going to cover it again that year?
Sure.
And they continue to. to cover it. So I think we're going to see more of that.
I think so, because, you know, we're always looking for, you know, when you're talking about just pain medicines, the number of people that are hooked up to pain medicines is just alarming at this point. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, it's becoming the number one cause of death in teenagers.
Hmm.
You know, that they're taking opiates and other different types of things. And you know, people becoming addicted. So when you're talking about a safe alternative to some procedures that can be very, very dangerous, you know, then acupuncture is such a good alternative on that. Because one, you can come in here, get the acupuncture done, and your chances of having any type of problems with it are just nil.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can't hurt yourself with it. So, you know, you can usually see some results in a short amount of time with a very little amount of cost comparison to a lot of the other different types of things that you could do.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, we had a woman who called just 2 days ago and said, you know, I'd heard about acupuncture. They're going to put a TENS unit in my back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they're going to put an electrical conduction to try to cut down on the pain. Can acupuncture maybe help me? Because she was in such misery. You know, none of the medications were working. She had been taking way too many. So, you know, you're looking at giving something like a couple of needles that barely break the skin into your back with no chance of problems, as compared to opening up their spine and placing an electrical mm-hmm. device next to the spinal cord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which one would I choose?
Right. Right.
You know.
Mm-hmm. No brainer there.
It really isn't.
Well, when should someone seek help for acupuncture?
Well, if you have one of the nice things, again, is acupuncture is very safe. And quite frankly, I would try something like acupuncture before I would even take an aspirin.
Mm.
You know, you know, when you're talking about the risk versus benefits and how quickly you can see the changes, acupuncture, there's really very little comparison on that. You know, that's hard to really find something that can compare.
Mm-hmm.
So especially if you have a condition that is unexplained, can't seem to be dealt with in another different type of way, it's just like Yuri going up into space. I mean, he was almost dead. You know, what they were doing with astronauts when they came down, they put them in chambers to rebuild their electromagnetic charge.
Yeah.
And sometimes it is just something as simple as your battery's too low, and you're not tuned in to what the electrical field around you.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't found anyone that didn't feel better with acupuncture.
Yeah.
So if you're feeling like, you know, there's no hope, that, you know, I can't really find an answer to my problem, you know, trying something like acupuncture is really a very, very good idea.
Now, we talk about, you know, homeostasis. So why is homeostasis an important concept when we're talking about acupuncture?
Well, acupuncture is basically something that helps to reestablish homeostasis.
Mm-hmm.
Homeostasis is the balance of the body. And one of the big things is the body actually is a self-regulating type of organism.
Mm-hmm.
So the body's trying to constantly find, there's a perfect point for all of your physiology. There's a certain point for all of your muscles. And acupuncture helps to stimulate your own body's regulatory mechanisms to get you back into homeostasis so that you have that perfect health again.
Mm. Wonderful, Dr. Prather. Fascinating stuff. So, thank you.
Thank you.
The Prather Wellness Center is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. You can connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.